and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Right now, I'd like for us to think about Psalm 27. It would seem that, there's a picture of a battle being portrayed here in Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6, and it seems that David is in a difficult situation in these verses. Now, we're going to read these verses in just a few moments. He seems to be in a difficult situation, and still yet, it also seems very clear from reading these verses that even in the midst of the battles he is fighting, David still has hope. And I want you to know today that whatever the battle is, and there is hope. No matter what you're going through today, there is hope. Hope is a powerful thing. One person has said, there is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something better tomorrow. Martin Luther said this, everything that is done in the world is done by hope. Well, the dictionary describes hope as to have a wish to get or do something or for something to happen or be true, especially something that seems possible or likely. Well, hope from the world's viewpoint is just what that definition describes. The world sees hope as a wish or a desire. Hope for the world is a longing for something that may take place or may not take place. Well, the Bible teaches us a vastly different definition of hope. Jeremiah said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. That's Jeremiah 17 and verse 7. Well, Paul the Apostle said, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Well, the world says that hope is merely a fond wish or desire. But the words used for hope in the Bible tell a different story. They teach us that hope is a deep, settled confidence that God will keep His promises. I know that you have battles, problems of life. But do you have hope? Are you resting in the sure confidence that God will do just as He has promised He would? Well, that is the essence of hope. And hope is a possession we all need to be sure we own in large quantities. I'd like for us to look into Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6 for a while, and I want you to know that in the midst of your battles, there is hope. I want you to know from the words of David, which are actually God-breathed, God wants us to see these things, but from his words, I want you to know that why you and I have a reason to hope in the Lord. Walk with me in the Bible to see where our hope comes from and what that hope will accomplish in our lives. First, I would like for you to notice that our confidence in the Lord provides hope. Psalm 27 verses 1 through 3 talks about this. I believe that it is a personal faith. A personal faith. Well, David begins his psalm of hope by declaring his personal faith in the Lord. Notice the threefold use of the word my in verse 1. David tells us that he has a personal relationship with God and that he has confidence in the person of the Lord. Well, this is the basic foundation for hope. He tells us that God is his light, his salvation, and his strength. Well, there's a tremendous blessing in these three titles attributed to our God. Notice verse 1 of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? we see as light, God delivers his people from darkness. It says in the Bible, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son," Colossians 1:13. As light, God guides our steps. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And we also read in John 16, 13, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Well, the good news is that the Spirit of truth did come, and he's here with us today. All of those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he's with us right now. And he's ready and willing to give us what we need in order to have hope today. We hope in the Lord. Well, notice if you would, as light, God delivers us from darkness. And as salvation, notice in verse 1 of Psalm 27:1, David said, "He's my light and my salvation." Well, as salvation, God delivers his people from damnation. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word," this is Jesus speaking, "and believeth on him that sent me," believe on God, "hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation," what? "But is passed from death unto life." No more condemnation, no more, nothing to damn us. Salvation is from God. God secures our souls. John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." John 10:28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." 1 Peter 1:5, "Who are kept," that's speaking about saved people, "who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Well, God is so good to us. He not only saves us, but he gives us the knowledge and the confidence that we are saved and we're on our way to heaven. Well, notice the word strength in that psalm, Psalm 27, verse 1, the word strength. As strength, God delivers his people from defeat. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ," 1 Corinthians 15:57. As strength, God guarantees our success. Now, Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." That is the hope of the saved person today. We are more than conquerors. And hope is real. 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." Well, notice Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn." You see, this is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That's what Psalm 54 and verse 17 says. These three great characteristics of God that we've read of in verse 1 of Psalm 27. These three great characteristics of God serve to give us hope even in the midst of battle. Because of who our God is, we need not fear any enemy that should arise against us. Satan himself is no match for our sovereign God. Now, Satan has always wanted to usurp authority over God, but it'll never happen. We see today, I have confidence, and so did David. Confidence in what the Lord has done. Notice Psalm 27, verses 2 and 3. It says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." Well, David declares that his present hope in the Lord rests upon that which the Lord has done for him in the past. God did not fail him then, and he will not fail his child today. That same confidence is ours today. The God we serve is unchangeable. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, my sons of Jacob, or ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. You see, he is the same God with the same power that he has always been. He's always had this power and he always will have this power. He has never and he will never change. Because he has been faithful in the past, we can count on him being faithful now. Well, think of all the things he's done, the victory he has won, the enemies he has vanquished, the mountains he has moved, the victories he has won. Think on these things and remember that the God who performed countless wonders in the past is still that same God today. And that should give his people hope. That should give each of us rise to hope today, knowing that he's still God. Well, not only does our confidence in the Lord provide hope, our commitment to the Lord provides hope. 27 and verse 4 talks about that. And not only does living with our hope give us victory and give us hope, but also living faithful to our Lord gives us a standard of hope that cannot otherwise exist. Well, David mentions three goals in verse 4. These three goals all occur from a single commitment to serve the Lord faithfully from a heart of love. Well, notice how David's commitment to the Lord manifests itself. Psalm 27 and verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." David is committed to lingering near the Lord. Psalm 27, 4. David wants to spend his entire life in the house of the Lord. He wants to be in that place where the Lord dwells and where the Lord's presence is real. This is the theme David repeated in Psalm 84 and verses 1 through 4. He says, "How amiable," in other words, pleasant, are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah." Well, God is so great. And as we look at this psalm, we can draw from it and be confident that just as David placed his trust in the Lord, those of us who have placed our trust in the Lord for salvation, we can trust him for taking care of us today. There is hope in the Lord. It makes no difference what you're going through. It makes no difference what has taken place in your life in the past or in the present. God is still there and he's able to give you what you need. God doesn't fail us. Well, I'm not saying that times don't get rough, but God will never fail you. The Christian life is not a bed of roses, but the rose has a sweet smell. And Jesus Christ is considered the lily of the valley. And may each of us who name Jesus Christ as our Savior, may we cast all of our care upon him, even today, because he cares for us. Trust the Lord. Next time we're going to pick up with this study about hope. There is hope in the midst of trouble. And you and I need that hope, and that hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.